Let's look at Hillary Clinton for a second, Paul. She spikes when she becomes Secretary of State.
Right.
And things are dull in 2010 and 11.
Right.
And then they start going up again in 2012.
Well, I'll tell you what I think that is. I think that there's a deal. This is not inside information. This is Merlin talking and George and I conferring on this. I think there's a deal that, and this may go back to 08, that Biden and Hillary will switch roles.
Now that's
and that
intriguing.
And that will set Hillary up for a run in 2016.
Or maybe even 2012 if he decides not to run for re-election.
I almost can't see that happening. He's just not the type.
No, okay? I agree with you.
And one of the things about this guy, and with all of the stuff, all the negatives that are flying around about Obama, yeah, and those of us who were, you know, Obama supporters, and even George sent money. I mean, George never does that. Certainly not for a Democrat and a liberal or progressive, my God. George is a conservative Republican, has been as long as I've known it. In fact, that's been the source of some interesting arguments, let me tell you. Obama has gotten very far by being underestimated. And I think that's going to continue.
Well, let's see. You've got a track for him, so let's see if we can pull that
I do.
Out.
Well, I have a couple of them, actually. One of the ones
yeah,
I
you
have
do.
Is,
you have
I have one for his birthday, and then I also have one for when he launched his campaign, which incidentally, and he, now here's the parallels. Here's a very interesting parallel. On the day that Barack Obama announced for the presidency, which was February 10th, 2007, that was the day that General Petraeus was put in charge of the surge in Iraq. And I remember putting out, I think even on your show, that let's watch this, because bet you when big changes happen for Petraeus, big changes are going to happen in Obama's career. Well, very recently, out of essentially nowhere, Petraeus got plucked to now run this Iraq situation. Okay, and if you look at some of the earlier Petraeus changes, you'll find that they also parallel changes in Obama's career. Well, right now is the biggest crisis period since Obama won the presidency, probably and maybe in his political career of all time.
Well, let me do this, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong here. I'm looking at the Obama Biden track.
Okay,
and it looks like he runs for re-election because, you know, his career spiked, and then it's flat, which tells me he either doesn't win or his last 4 years, if he gets re-elected, are just nothing. Nothing
well,
happens.
I'm inclined, because it actually extends into
13.
2013, right. It doesn't stop at the end of 2012 or trickle off at the middle of 2012 or something like that. It actually goes into 2013, about quarter to halfway. The way I would read that is that he does get reelected, and the second term is a yawn in comparison to this one.
Which means not a lot of dramatic things one way or another.
Kind of. I think, for instance, I don't know what your political leanings are.
Nobody ever will.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. But I think that that even the most jaundiced, almost the most jaundiced political observer would have to agree that the game playing that's been going on the last 2 years is just obscene. I mean, we live in a country where you're supposed to get behind the guy who won and try and get things better, not make them worse.